Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Glad to be with you here on this lovely Tuesday evening. And yes, boys and girls, it is yet another day here on the lovely island of Maui. One step closer to, of course, Maui Comic Con. And let me introduce my peeps, yo. Is that urban enough?
Liquor cabinet.
Don't get him started, damn it. All right, anyway.
Wait.
Who started about what?
Nothing, Todd. Anyway.
Because that was a throwaway statement until you decided to bring attention to it.
It kind of was. Dang,
now everybody's going to wonder what that was
nothing,
about. And Todd's going to explain it to them in the chat. Watch.
I'll explain it. I feel like I'm better in the chat. I'm just going to stay home next week so I can explain the jokes to everybody.
All right, you
it
do that.
It was actually about John Ritter and Stay Tuned.
Oh, great movie.
During that
underrated.
Prince scene. That Prince scene started me up.
That's
you don't
want to
start him up. Because he's going to change it.
See, that's the movie they should remake. Because
he's
going to
put your tongue on it.
Do you think that anybody would ever remake Stay Tuned?
I would love to watch that movie
I don't know
again.
If they can in this day and age just because streaming services
Maybe
are bigger than cable companies.
It's true. It's very true.
It's going to be gender bent.
All right. Quick question before we introduce everybody.
Oh, yeah. Just gender swap it. It's a whole new movie
now. Since we're on the topic of Stay Tuned.
There was each member of each sex in that movie.
Really quick.
Yeah, but you swap who was who. Yeah. That's it. That's all you do.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really quick.
Or you race swap.
Damn it. Will you listen to me? Really quick. Stay Tuned or UHF?
Stay Tuned.
Stay Tuned.
Really?
Stay Tuned.
All right.
All day.
If I had the two, I think I'd put Stay Tuned in over UHF, which sucks because I love Weird Al. But
even though the devil in Stay Tuned is a pederast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the same guy in Howard the Duck. That doesn't stop me from watching that movie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't even remember that.
And Mom and Dad See the
Any
World.
Movie that gives me Leah Thompson in her underwear, I don't care who else is in it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
You didn't even get to see them Back to the Future.
No, you did not. But listen, let's
or Some Kind of Wonderful.
Let's get started, shall we? I'm bringing it back tonight.
Or Caroline in the City.
Just because of this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this evening,
Christ.
He is the creator of the Kikui Project.
You forgot just then, didn't you?
He is the creator of Disco Thunder Groovebone. He is also the man who is the creator of Milkman Always Delivers. And this is his last show for 3 months. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Hawaiian Salted Superman. It's Todd Bernardi.
I feel like I'm gonna get a sitter.
I enjoy his art and comedy.
Now, is he salted by Hawaiians or Hawaiian salt?
No, I was just yesterday. I was salted by
Jason Momoa.
Swan. I was. Yes,
yeah, Swan. Swan assaults people.
Oh, that's
okay.
That's not where I was taking this.
That's why you hired him, right?
Yeah.
Because he assaults people.
That makes
so,
sense.
So, really quick, why is it your last show for a while?
Because my wife is leaving me.
Woo! G is happy.
She's going on a work trip.
Okay,
and
cool.
Then, and
God,
then
the show's gonna suck for the next 3 months.
Wow.
Well, because it's just gonna be Aaron. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. If that's who Aaron, we have to take up the slack.
Mm-hmm. So you're leaving
you're
for 3 months.
Feelings.
Are you gonna be here for Maui Comic Con, or is that a negative?
Sad emoji.
No, she comes back before that.
That's not. Three
that's
months,
not three
then.
Months then.
I mean, no, I'll be here for Maui Comic Con. She's not actually coming back until like Thanksgiving. So.
Okay, so but you'll be back for.
I mean, I'll be at Maui Comic Con.
Well, you can have his daughter there. You can't bring her here.
It's true. It's a good point.
I can't bring her here with you guys.
Why? What's
you're
wrong
You're the
with
worst
us?
One.
Especially
if you're
him.
At your house, it's no better.
You're the one drinking coffee.
Right.
And stuff.
Right.
I need
no,
coffee.
I mean, I'll probably drop her off with the sitter so that I can come in and harass Aaron.
Sounds good. Speaking of harassing, he is joining us this evening, and he is the producer seducer. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to
You're
the man.
You're gonna talk to HR.
Who is Kai?
About how G talks to you, man.
We have HR.
Oh, this is my song, man.
Oh, sorry, I was playing this.
Did you
Kai.
Notice the karaoke bar didn't have this song?
I did.
I was so mad.
What song is this? I don't know this song.
What?
Are you kidding me?
How can this be his song then?
This is my song. Hi, we are Weather Girls. Then we got news for you.
This is this is
right? All
this,
your
this
lonely
is,
girls.
This is Hotel California.
And leave those umbrellas at home.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Temperature's rising.
I played this for the wrong person.
Yeah, you did that clear it up for you?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
According to all souls. That's
it's the Eagles, Hotel California. That's the song.
I never heard that song before.
Because the first time.
I mean, I haven't heard it for a while already. My dad loves it.
Unbelievable.
The whole premise of the song just makes me laugh.
Also joining us this evening.
How do they know what's going to happen?
And why do you keep calling me producer? I'm not even a producer.
You are. You're the producer seducer of this show.
Oh, roadie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah, you're the best at it.
Dude, you're better than the caterer.
Oh, that is also true.
You're a step above them.
Can't you just say the roadie?
Like, you're not a gopher.
I'm sure we got some toaster leave-ins in the back.
I mean, this bastard keeps telling me to get his bags. Yeah.
Also joining us this evening, boys and girls. Words.
That's a swear in Ohio.
He is our gaming guru. I hope that he was plastered to his PC, getting all sauced up to play a little bit of WoW Classic. It was an absolutely insane event that was a little crazy, a little buggy, but absolutely wonderful. Why really? The hell can't I hear you? Is this mic not on? Take that one. Make sure it's on. What the hell? Ladies and gentlemen, it's our man in black. Format is in the house. I hope it's working. Turn it on. There you go.
Is it working?
There you're working. You sound
This is what happens when you buy marvelous. Your equipment on Wish.
Oh, shut your ass. Anyway.
Why do you keep shouting out Wish? Do they pay us?
Hey, can you say the
shut your mouth, man. Because I bought something from Wish and got a cell phone charger instead of what I bought. So. Oh,
wow. Yeah, but when you say your name, it's like,
shut their
I can change it to AliExpress or DH Gate. I can change it up every week.
Don't say it on the podcast.
It's true.
What are they going to do, come after me?
They might.
Yeah, but you
no,
gotta,
I'm just like you're helping them by this point.
I mean, you can't.
Huh?
Shorter than that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, listen, later tonight, we're going to have some gaming news from the gaming guru himself. What? So that's going to be a lot of fun.
You might want to text me. That,
the hell you say?
Oh, I didn't? I'm sorry. Did I put you on the spot? I didn't mean to.
I mean, I can come up with stuff. That's
please,
easy.
Please do so. Also, joining us this evening, he is our Dark Knight. He is our punk rock superstar, and I don't think I can find the music fast enough for you tonight because I was too busy playing.
See, this show's so much smoother when you have it prepped.
I don't know. What
I
you
blame
do
your
it?
Producer.
I kind of do as well. He is our Dark Knight. He is our punk rock superstar and our horror aficionado.
Just play Wrecking Ball, dude. Just play Wrecking
That's
Ball.
That's fine. I'm playing that right now.
Let's hold everything together.
Can
let's,
we do a quest?
Let's put this show on hold
play
just to play
song
a song we don't own.
Adventures in Dinosaur City for me.
I'm glad our producer has all these cues queued up for
there we go.
Our, all
right, sorry.
Our host.
Here it is.
First of all.
Oh, God.
Let me try this again.
We held all this up for that.
Yeah. He is.
You like this music.
I do.
Our
but
Dark Knight.
This is your alarm clock in the morning.
It's actually not. But
that
now
would be
it,
awesome.
But now it is.
It should be. It's pretty fantastic.
You see, the reason why you couldn't use this as your alarm clock is because it starts off
slow.
So quiet, you wouldn't even hear it until it's like the big crescendo.
But you set it, no, you set it to build up to
and
like
this is how
volume
it builds, right?
30.
Oh, so like if I do happen to hear it, like, all right, it's not time to wake up yet.
No, then
all
it
right,
gets super
coming.
Loud.
Get
it's
in.
Coming. All right, I guess I gotta get up now.
Awaken!
What is
pretty
wrong
awesome.
With you?
That's what you should do.
You legit can buy a nightlight that you can time and it projects a bat signal on your wall.
Shut up.
So if I could figure out how to put those two together, boom, we're in business.
Wow. All right,
we're
well, I'm
in.
Get me one of them things.
With meaning
but
with fingers.
But you can't bring a girl over to your house with that going on because she probably won't come around after
can
that.
Can I make a confession about
you don't know anything about girls?
Well, that wasn't
not all
be
girls
the confession,
hate that.
But
what you do,
way.
What you do is you make
nope,
sure that she's
nope,
still there.
Nope.
He didn't even say anything.
Nope.
Bad. Nope. When the Kristen.
No. You shut up. All right.
He
God
didn't
dang
even
it.
Say anything.
Here's my all confession.
Right. When the crescendo happens.
All right. Listen. Here's my confession.
I know what you're about to say.
I
enjoy it.
I don't. I have a Batman bath mat, and I have a Batman shower curtain.
Aw.
Yeah.
You know, I almost bought one, but I was
so
like,
very
you know what?
Brave of you to admit that.
Yeah. I was like, you know
you're
what?
On the Nerd
I'm
Watch.
41 years old. I'm not going to spend $23 on a Batman shower curtain when I could just spend $11 on this decent black one.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, sorry. I didn't
you just keep her up until this morning.
He finished what he said anyway.
Golly, anyway.
All right, here's my jam.
Finally, he is the man who is our godfather of comic books. He is our chairman of the comic book board. He is also the self-proclaimed comic master.
Fastest man on three legs.
And boy, let me tell you something. This guy ain't got nothing on Footloose. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Alika. He's in the house.
I love this song, but I hate that movie.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I bet you love the remake.
It's like, I'm not a doctor.
I bet you're like, you know what, Julianne Huff, the remake? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't write my slogans ever again.
Did they
did they ever do Footloose 2, Havana Nights?
That would look great on an LA billboard.
They did not do a Footloose 2, Havana Nights, but
the scope in there.
Like, that's the sequel to every dance movie, like Lombada, Havana Nights.
If there was, I'd watch it, to be fair.
Of course you would.
I would. I would love to.
Because you think you're a film critic.
I do. I am. That's what they pay me for.
If you think
anyway, nobody pays you for that.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
I want to see Duckett, sir.
I want to see those bank statements.
It
where
is
he
time
gets
to check in.
Just checks. It's fine by me.
It is time to check in with the man who is the chairman of the comic book board. Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday, right here in the heart of Kahului Town at the Queen Kamano Center. It is the very air-conditioned Maui Comics and Collectibles.
That's true.
But do not let that stop you from coming to get your comics, and just don't sweat on them. Okay.
I've learned a valuable lesson, though.
Yes.
When there's no AC, women just don't want to be involved.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that strange?
Why are you such a sexist, bro?
But it's true.
Everything
feel
like women this, women
all of a
that.
Sudden, when women are uncomfortable, they don't want to show up to stuff.
But they're uncomfortable around you.
Okay. First off, that may be true, but you don't have to say that here.
Oh, wow. Is my mic on?
Yeah, it was on. Anyway, let's find out, ladies and gentlemen, what is new this week
I'm
in the world
around G2.
Of comic books.
Nothing.
Seriously?
I don't know.
Oh, Daddy Leaks, if that comic book list do not fit, put spit.
Okay.
I am too legit to quit.
Sure. Is that a haiku? Absolute carnage, number 205. Absolute carnage, lethal protectors, number 1 of 3.
Wait, if it doesn't fit,
nope,
spit.
Nope, Todd,
Absolute carnage, Miles Morales, number 1 of 3.
God.
Action Comics,
what's
number 1014.
Hey, stop!
Amazing Spider-Man, number 28.
Keep going, Alika. Thank you.
I will.
Thank you.
Keep on going. God. Amazing Spider-Man and Venom, 3D, number 1. Polybagged.
3D?
That's a Marvel book, if you didn't know.
Oh, is it Polybagged?
It's Polybagged. For the first 3D? Time since 1993, Polybagged.
Wait,
oh, man.
Did you just say Marvel?
Was it Marvel. There you go. Oh, yeah, I forgot you love Marvel.
Was it drawn?
Because of politics. Yeah! Woo!
Because
red versus blue. Because you're dumb. You're dumber.
Because Ike Turner donates
politics.
Money to them?
Yes,
because
Ike Turner.
Your politics.
That's who it was, right? Ike Turner?
Yes, it was Ike Turner.
Yeah.
Oh,
dumb
man.
Dumb politics idiot.
It was Avi Arad and Ike Perlmutter.
Oh, same thing. Same thing.
Ike Turner.
They
I think
both hit women.
Whoa. Probably.
Whoa!
Okay.
Can we prove
did
that?
I go on the record on that?
Batman.
Yeah, you
oh, my
did.
Bad. Oh, my
Dude.
Bad.
I'll just if read I, off this
if,
Batman
if Avi Arad walks in and sues me, I guess
all
you got
right,
it.
Right, nope. Let him fit. Nope. Let him finish the list.
Batman Beyond, number 35. Batman Curse of the White Knight, number 2 of 8. Batman Superman, number 1.
Thank you.
Number 1. There's a number 1 from DC. How refreshing.
Let me repeat that.
No, don't.
Black Panther,
God.
Number 15. Canto, number 2 of 6.
Did you ever get the first one on that?
Yeah.
I don't think I got it.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Coffin Bound, number 1, second printing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's
you
a good
guys,
one.
Round 2 on that one.
That is a good one.
Deceased, number 2 and 3 of 6.
Ooh, Deceased.
I guess that's refilling the order. Yeah,
you're the only person that said it like that.
I'm very excited for that book.
Again, you're the only one who said it like that.
Tell us why, G.
Ain't nothing like Marvel Zombies, but with DC characters.
It's kind of not like that. It's just
not,
lamer.
It's not even close Ooh. To that.
Listen, you just pipe down.
Fight Club 3, number 8.
Shut up, Todd.
That's the threequel for Fight Club. Woohoo.
Fight Club is, I didn't know it was still a continuing series in the comics.
Still going.
Wow.
Chuck Palahniuk has to make that money from all that money he lost.
Yeah, all that comic money. Friendly Neighborhood. Don't cry, Todd.
Wait.
you don't
it's
cry
so
and I
good.
Won't cry. The comic money's
so
good.
He's not
just,
making money
just,
off of
oh
sales.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I just want you to notice, Todd, how elegant Alika wasn't making that joke, and how it was very fun and also funny.
Did you have fun?
I did.
I had fun.
And well, it was extremely offensive, but yet unoffensive.
Oh, no. Really? Well, I mean, it's
you were offensively unoffensive.
Yeah, cool. It's going to be funny until I get hired by Marvel and Ike Perlmutter hits me.
Oh, God.
Can you record that? I kind of want to watch that.
Neighborhood Spider-Man number 11.
Thank you.
House of X, number 3 of 6 in the updates format.
Ike Perlmutter has those guys. Has
any spoiler-free praise you want to sing for the series?
He has.
Nope.
Oh, come on, man.
So wait a minute.
They made one change to one character, and it completely...
It's huge. Yeah, it changes the whole Marvel universe.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, when I turned Todd down, I turned you down. Look, what you were going to say?
No, I was just asking because he was like swearing by that series.
We can't spoil this. It's huge. I mean, it's huge for X-Men in the Marvel universe.
Well, how long has the book been out? Is it safe to talk about at this point?
Well, we're three
on each of them. The third one for House of X is up today.
So how old is the change of this character at this point?
Like this character has been around since the 80s.
No, but as far as the change goes.
No, Moira.
How long ago did this happen?
Since the late 70s.
I can say the character's name. Moira McTaggart's been around since the second or third
issue. All right, well, what happened? I'm curious.
She's a mutant.
Always has been?
Well, yeah.
Or is now.
They just revealed that she always has.
Okay, we can't spoil it further than that. It's crazy. If you want to get it spoiled, look it up.
The thing is, it's not out of place.
It works, and
you're like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Hang on a minute. But
you know what? It actually kind of helps fix the X-Men timeline for me because I hate multiple timelines.
Right.
I loved Age of Apocalypse. It was actually one of my favorite series. But right at that split for the X-Men timeline, I was like, this is not going to last long for me. I'm going to jump ship pretty soon. And it happened.
Hang on a second.
They couldn't come back to the regular
timeline.
Weren't
you the same guy that was all excited about a multiverse that was like Spider-Man. A few
You got to do it right. Like, if you just like split the multiverse and be like, nothing happened, sorry. It's like,
it has to count.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Like, a multiverse is very difficult to work with, probably.
And to be fair, like he said that in the past. If it matters and it counts, he's been fine with
Can
it.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
What's a mutant?
All right,
it's you.
It's when
it's when
Ike Perlmutter hits his wife.
It's a better inhuman.
You every time you do that, it's like you're afraid of his lawsuit.
I'm afraid of him, period.
As if he's ever going to even hear this.
Justice League, number 30. Justice League. Justice League, Galar,
Ike Perlmutter.
14.
Nope, Todd.
Marvel Shut Comics, up. Number 1,000.
He just the one. 1,000!
And I've got how many different variants? One, two, three.
Has it been a Marvel number one?
Six, seven.
Like, how does that count?
10, 11, 12. Yes, there has. Marvel Comics number one in 1939.
But has there been one through 999 up until now?
Legacy number
one. Look, there's been a lot of Marvel Comics, bro. Okay? They all count.
But there's been a lot more than 1,000.
Sure. They're just rounding
down. I guess I'm just being
too...
rounding down.
I'm being needlessly technical here, but I don't know if they've really earned that 1,000.
They totally earned it. No questions.
Just like that McFarlane guy.
I think with all the money they have generated...
He can literally count that off, though, if he needed to, you know?
Well, Perlmutter's wife can really take...
Shut up, Todd. God.
Mighty Morphin
all night.
Power Rangers, jeez. Number 25, second printing.
Me down,
I know. Well, then shut up.
Wait. What was that? What was that again?
It's the second printing of issue 25, which is the beginning of the Dark Shard or whatever universe.
Oh, Dark Shard? That's
the Shattered Grid. That's what it's called. Shattered Grid.
Sometimes when you silence him.
The Dark Shard.
The Power Ranger stuff.
Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur, number 46.
Sometimes when I go to the bathroom. Yeah.
That got announced
you
for D23,
SJW
didn't it?
Books, don't you?
I love SJW books.
You love it
books.
When Marvel prints SJW books.
I do.
Because it tricks libtards into buying conservatives.
Thank you!
Political
yes,
ideology.
Did you just say conservative?
That's what they're called, right?
That's right.
Is it really?
That's how CNN says
yeah,
it.
Yeah, libtards really? And conservatives, yeah.
But isn't
say.
A cuck somebody like that likes to watch somebody
well,
else?
No, that's not
Spider-Man
what it is.
Spider-Man Life
but
Story,
that's what it is.
Number
it's the kind
six.
Of person that
nope.
likes to watch
nope.
Spider-Man
Philosophy,
number 1 of 5.
God.
Spider-Man Philosophy, 1 of 5. Okay, good. Star Wars, Age of the Republic, Poe Dameron, number
wife.
One.
Shut
Stay,
up,
Star Wars,
just
why
leave
do you
it
keep
off.
Putting his mic back on? Star Wars, Age of the Republic, General Hux. That should be a fun, boring, stupid
book. The main line is what's getting canceled, though, right?
Hux, yeah.
Hux got his own book.
He got his own book.
Why?
Somebody had Marvel
gave you
I
all the
back
way
on.
Dark.
I want to know the backstory of the first guy to get prank called in the Star Wars universe, and then got... choked out by a Darth Vader's spoiled grandson.
Somebody had a wild
that
theory.
That just seems so interesting to me.
Somebody had a wild theory that Hux is actually progeny of the Emperor.
Oh, that would make sense because he's so powerful.
But he doesn't know it yet.
Oh, he's like Steven Universe. He's going to grow into his powers.
He doesn't know it. So like,
he's going to sing a musical number?
Like, if he goes to the Death Star, he'll come in contact with Palpatine.
Is he like the spawn of Snoke or something?
This is the stupid.
No, Snoke has nothing to do with Palpatine.
I'm just saying.
Like a clone?
You see,
they're saying that he's directly related. Like he's, okay.
Snoke is Palpatine's force clone.
Again,
it's
theory. It has nothing based on anything that anybody can actually link up. But
I mean, the whole clone thing.
Yeah, Kamino's a planet, bro.
Yeah.
I
thought it was El Camino.
You're an idiot.
They don't just make kiwis on that planet, bro. Thanos, number 5 of 6.
Thanos. Speaking of Thanos.
Yeah. I mispronounced that.
Isn't that guy from Game of Thrones going to be in that new Eternals movie?
Sure. Yeah. Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Kit G.
That's your tag in with Thanos?
No, I didn't know. No. I was just because there's going to be an Eternal.
Mutant Ninja movie. Turtles ongoing, number 97. Woohoo.
Oh, it's still going?
Wow.
It's ongoing. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder in Hell, number 4. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Urban Legends, number 16. 3 Ninja Turtles titles in one day. Can you handle it? I can. Uncle Scrooge.
That's a lot of turtles, dude.
That's the only reason the shop will open.
Yeah, you're lucky. Turtles are still being published.
Nice.
Big C. Venom, issue 17.
Nice.
It's an absolute carnage tie-in. And Wonder Woman, number 77.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your comic book list.
Wait, one more. You're going to like this one.
Oh.
Warrior Nun, number 1.
Oh,
Ariala, Warrior Nun.
I'm in.
By your man, Ben Dunn.
Yes. Ben Dunn. Ben, getting it done.
Yeah, I hear he beats his wife, too.
You shut up, Todd.
He's not even married.
Oh, my gosh, Todd, you're killing me. Anyway, you can come get those comics
He's Republican.
Shut up, Todd. Anyway, you can get those amazing comics right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the heart of Kahului Town at the
How do they reach them from inside the closet?
Hey, I'm not on there.
I know.
Do you even buy comics from here?
They hit them with the closet door.
Shut up, Todd.
When they come out of the closet.
What's?
Do you even buy comics here?
Ask Todd.
I don't know.
Am I putting you on the spot right now?
Alika, do I buy comics?
Are you sweating?
You've never bought a comic from here.
Bingo.
Ever once.
Never once.
Man. Not even one of mine.
You are such a poser.
I am.
When it comes to comics,
everybody in this room does except you.
My next comic's going to have Ike Perlmutter hitting his wife.
You're such an idiot. Will you just shut up?
Todd makes his mom buy them for him.
I know. Yeah. That's true, too.
She bought... Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed even a little bit.
Anyway, we got a lot of news coming up here in just a few minutes. As a matter of fact, right now, of course, D23 was huge news.
I signed up for my D23 account already.
D23, of course, is Disney Plus.
I think you mean Disney Plus, sir.
No.
No, no, no. He's right. Alika's actually right.
It's called D23
first
now?
You have to listen to me.
Okay.
Plebeian.
It's pronounced plebeian.
Plebeian? You plebeian.
I like animal. Plebeian.
Isn't that a type of frog?
You pleb.
Pleb. Pleb's even better.
Just tell us.
You have to first sign up for a Disney account. There's no plus yet.
Right.
Just Disney.
It smells like Little Mermaids.
Todd.
Wait, you
can't. Unbelievable.
You can grab her by it, but you can't say it?
No, you can't do
God,
that.
God,
damn it, Todd.
Todd, come
Dude,
on.
Jeez Louise, anyway.
Anyway, so Disney Plus.
God. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Why are you apologizing?
Yeah,
don't apologize.
I'm not even sorry about the same
recording as that.
I know.
I have to apologize.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. What were you saying?
And then you sign up for D23, which is a fan club membership. And then through this fan club, you get a special deal to be able to get 3 years of the subscription service at 33% off if you buy them all up front.
So that's what they're talking about.
No. But isn't that what they're talking about? You pay in for 2 years, you get one free.
Right. That's exactly what's happening. And it is
but
through
the that's the process you do. First of all, Disney Plus registration hasn't opened. You have to do these two registrations first to get the special deal, so you might as well do that now.
Oh,
and then
I
when they open registration in November,
The deadline for that, by the way.
Nothing. It's free now. Like, the two things you sign up first are free.
Right. The deadline itself is September 2nd. The only reason why I'm not going
to
sign
There's
up for
There's a
that,
deadline to sign in?
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah. So the cost when you get the deal,
yeah.
I think it's like $47 for like the whole 3 years or something like that?
No, it comes out to like... No. It's $140 total for,
$140 for all three years.
So you're saving a lot of cash because it's $7.99 a month.
Is it
you don't
much?
Have to think about it for a while.
Exactly.
I thought the third year was free.
No, the third year is free.
Oh.
That's the whole point. But anyway.
When they say 33% off, think about that for a minute.
Yeah, that's what it means.
It's a third of the total cost.
Of the total cost.
Okay. There's 3 years.
Correct. Okay.
You take. You get it now?
No.
Only reason I'm not signing for the up to this because I know that I have Hulu, so I'm going to get that, whatever that special.
Cancel your Hulu, dude.
That special bundle with Disney Plus and Hulu, so I already have it, so I'm not going to do that. I would like to pay for it in advance.
I just hope Song of the South is on it.
It's not.
They said every Disney movie.
That's what that's, you know, that's what I'm saying.
They're not going to do every
Put their
Disney.
Money where their mouth is.
They're not going to, there's no rated R movies on there.
Does Disney have rated R movies?
Yes.
The program? Oh, is the program going to be on there?
I love the program. I own the program.
Is that rated R?
Yes.
Oh.
I never
saw
it.
Oil change. They stick a catheter.
Yes. Snot bubbles, baby. Remember when he breaks that guy's leg on the...
I never saw it.
Oh.
I just remember that when I was in school, they didn't want us to watch the movie because they didn't want us to lay down on the street with the cars. That's all I remember.
That got cut from the movie. Did you know that?
No.
It got cut from the movie before it released.
I remember that being the big deal about that movie. Yeah. I never ever saw it.
It got
that
cut.
Movie is rough, bro.
For some reason, I mistook that movie with Necessary Roughness for a while.
Necessary Roughness is much lighter.
James Caan, Omar Epps, Halle Berry...
Oh, man.
Great film.
That's like the trifecta.
Would you like to know who the director of it is? David Ward, the guy who directed Major League. That's
a
director.
Really?
Yeah. So, wow, and by the way,
that's a gear change.
His masterpiece, Down Periscope.
Kelsey Grammer, baby.
Wait, because Kelsey Grammer's a Republican?
No, because Kelsey Grammer's very funny. And
Bruce Campbell was in that.
Yes, he is.
Unfortunately.
He is in that. It's a very funny movie.
If you say so.
Yeah, it's very fun.
I know I saw
Although
that
Although superior to its clone, McHale's Navy.
Oh, I think that Down Periscope is superior to McHale's Navy.
No, Phil Hartman's better.
Wait. He was in Down Periscope? Because now I'm feeling like he was in McHale's Navy.
No,
or are Navy they just was, that similar that I've just mistaken them?
No, I think you are right. It is McHale's Navy.
Yeah, I don't think it was Down Periscope now.
I know it. It's Harlan Williams that's in Down Periscope.
Yeah. You know how we're always mistaking those two guys. Yeah. Harlan Williams and
Who
Bruce Campbell
Ash,
are basically
Williams?
The same
Ash,
guy.
Harlan Williams, yeah. Same thing.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
He played Ash in the Evil Dead movies.
Half big.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was that big.
Dude, if they made, I mean, you know, he's not with us anymore, but if they like remade Evil Dead 2 with Robin Williams,
oh my God.
I would watch that movie every day.
I'm with you.
Can you picture that just for a moment?
I'm picturing it as we speak.
Robin Williams probably couldn't stop himself from playing everything in the movie, like the clock, the moose head, book. He'd be like, there's no reason why I can't be the book, too.
True, that's right, true.
You're the grandmother.
Well, since we're on the topic of D23.
He'd probably say, I'd rather be the grandmother.
There were a ton of announcements, but of course, we should definitely start with the very first one. And of course, that is Star Wars.
How good Star Wars is going to be before you even see it.
Rise of the Skywalker.
Oh,
You're not even saying that like in an excited. Remember when we loved Star Wars?
Yes.
And we were like, man,
slogging through it.
Yes.
I wish they would make a Star Wars movie every year.
Every year.
And now when we live in a time where they're actually doing it, we're like, ugh, never mind.
Yeah. I have to tell you something.
I'm still going to see it.
If I may give you my opinion
Opening
first.
Night.
I saw The Rise of the Skywalker.
We know we all are, but no matter what we say.
We are, yeah.
I'm going dressed as
We are
going
to go. It's obvious. Yeah. But
I'm going dressed as Finn.
Good. Good for you.
Are you going to wear a lightsaber?
No.
Can I tell you something? I guess this is what's so sad about this. After I watched that event.
It wasn't really a trailer.
And when I watched the footage, I'm going to tell you something. I was a little upset about it because
it's
I felt like
footage.
It's all a ploy. It seems like
there's
it's just
no
a,
real footage just, for the movie.
They're just playing on your nostalgia.
Yeah, it's a huge ploy. And then the whole thing with Dark Rey or whatever.
Well, I'm of two
spoilers,
minds.
Bro.
Oh, well, I'm of two
minds. Spoilers, sorry. It's all over the internet. I have no idea.
I'm actually of two minds on it.
Some people avoid trailers.
They probably don't want you to know too much about this movie going into it either at this point.
I
guess.
There's probably a lot of that going on, too. Because, I don't know. Look,
I think more importantly, Darkseid 3PO.
With the red eyes?
Yeah.
That was weird, too.
He gets possessed by the ghost of Darth Vader, who decides to be evil again.
I will say this. If it does go down that road of being a dark ending...
And all the droids start getting possessed by different Sith Lords.
Oh, my God. I'd be okay with it. And if she actually does turn to the dark side, I'm in.
And then the ghost of Yoda...
She finds out that Anakin Skywalker installed a kill program in C-3PO when he was a child. So they link it all the way back to the prequels.
And the ghost of Yoda takes over like, R2-D2.
Like, that was a kill. He installed a kill program to protect the mother in case the Tusken Raiders ever showed up. Only he wasn't there when it happened to her. Ooh. So Rey finds out that there was a kill mode on C-3PO. And she uses it to her advantage.
So my question
is... And C-3PO kills the Emperor at the end of the movie. And it turns out, at the end of the day, C-3PO is the hero of our story.
So Anakin... Before, when he knew that Amidala was pregnant, he went back into the...
No, I'm saying when he was a small kid, when he first built C-3PO.
He was thinking about his future child?
No, he was thinking about his mother.
He's thinking about his mom. Okay. He had no idea he was going to sire children. He doesn't even know about that kind of stuff yet, for God's sake.
He's a powerful force user, so he probably did see the whole future.
He is of a virgin birth, so that is very
true.
Yeah,
the same guy is like spinning. That's a good trick.
He's Jesus, okay. Jesus can do it.
Well, here's the thing. I was a little disappointed by it. I think it's a huge ploy by Disney to get us in.
I just couldn't get past the fact that, like, there's really no story yet.
Not yet.
So this third movie is going to have to whip up all the story in one last movie. Nothing much of note really happens in Force Awakens.
On the Nerd
Nothing
Watch,
much of note happens in Last Jedi.
Yeah, on the Nerdwatch page, we actually shared your post that was on your page, Gannon, and we thought you had probably the best take on it, that it felt like that Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker poster was going to be better than the movie. And I think you're absolutely right. At this point.
It's a great poster.
At this point, yes.
It's a great poster.
Mm-hmm.
But...
It's a bad poster.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
There's already people exposing it that they used a Hot Toys figure. Jason Hintz, I think, posted it.
And then you bullied him online.
I didn't bully him.
Way to go.
I did not bully him.
Yo, sarcasm bully doesn't come across.
I did not like give him sarcasm at all. All
right. So?
I was making a playful. Even he was playing around with it.
Sure, I bet.
But I was actually making light of it. But I forget where I was going with that already.
It was the hot toys.
I read the article a little bit. It kind of almost felt like they're trying to turn this into an Arthur Sudium situation.
Oh, lazy art.
But in this case, Disney owns this.
It's yeah. really
they
bad
They own
art.
The product. Uh-huh. They own the reference materials. Yeah. So
I have not been impressed with any of the Star Wars posters from this whole generation
of movies.
This is
the first poster
I own one poster from this generation. And it's the Solo poster. The Rogue One poster is just all black, and it says Rogue One.
It's true. It's a good poster.
It's probably the best Star Wars poster of this generation.
I just don't understand why Drew Struzan is still around. Get him to do the damn posters.
Yeah,
like
he did the episode 1, 2, and 3, didn't he?
Put him under contract.
He did 1, 2, 3, and he did the original 4, 5, and 6.
Well, yeah. He didn't do the original 4. That was the Hildebrand brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh,
the Hildebrands
right.
did all of the early first movie
they
ones.
Did,
and they did the fan club in the
80s.
But are those guys not around anymore?
He did an alternate poster for, you know.
Yeah.
But even so, he's still around.
Right.
But he didn't do it by himself either. He had somebody else do it. And somebody else.
He photoshopped pictures of Harrison Ford, didn't he?
No.
He took it from a cosplayer.
No, actually, what happened was he got hired by the guy that got hired by
Can you fix
Lucas.
My work?
No, but he was like, "Hey, man, can you? Because I know you do really good. I know you do really, you know, you're really good at the faces. You're really good at the likenesses. Can you do this for me?" And so he went in and he did the actual likenesses that are in the photo or in the poster. Yeah, choosing.
Good.
He's
nice.
Good.
Nice job, Todd. So, getting back to the point of
Pretty
this whole
women
thing,
should be
the
on
fact,
Disney Plus.
You know what's funny is the fact that we're talking about the poster instead of the footage should tell you a lot.
I don't know. I thought this was a pretty interesting footage in there.
It was
Look,
a terrible poster.
I think the double-bladed lightsaber thing is dumb.
The way she unsnaps it, I thought that was dumb.
That's not awkward at all. Stop.
I know. Okay. There's, sure it's not.
Look, somebody... Hotbox C-3PO with the ultimate space gonge. And that guy had red eyes. I'm going to watch that movie just to find out why.
I don't understand anything Alika just said. That sounds like weed smoker talk.
I guess it
is that what that is?
It's Lando.
It seems so incredible.
Lando did it.
He was hanging out with Lando.
Because he's black. That's f***ed up. I mean, that's messed up.
Todd, you are killing me. What is your deal?
You're disappointing me.
God dang it, Todd. Lando. Jeez,
is 35-19.
Thank you.
Fortnite. Esports. Yay.
Good Lord. No.
No?
I do want to say this about that. The whole issue with the lightsaber seems so unwieldy and so, like, it doesn't fit in the universe.
Look, the only lightsaber I'm going to be excited to see is a purple one.
You are thinking from Lando. Samuel L.?
From Lando.
No, from Samuel L.
From a man, wait, Mace.
Oh, nice, from your man, Mace Windu.
Mace Windu will pull it out of a coat or something. Yeah, be like, my great grandfather used to use this, and then.
If Snoke was Mace, I'm going to be really upset, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very interested to see what's
going
to
be. I got a funny feeling
like.
They're not going to even mention Snoke at this point.
Who? What?
Yeah, yeah.
I think anything they can do to distance themselves from Last Jedi, the better.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all going to be about the Emperor.
Like yeah. I guarantee you, J.J. Abrams was like, oh, they killed Snoke. What the hell do I do now? All right, I guess we got to pull the Emperor back in.
Yeah. Looks like
he just killed Snoke. I got no move here
what
now.
What color bathrobes do we have left?
Yeah.
No more gold and glittery ones.
We've already scaled the
like, what the hell can I pull in at the last minute that everybody's going to be like, oh my God.
Palpatine's wearing the black one, so what do we got here, guys? We got to pull something out of our rear ends
comes
about
back
this.
With a red robe.
Yes, that's good. Good Lord. Anyway, any other interesting announcements?
All
at
the Marvel stuff. They made some little adjustments to their announcements.
They released a lot of posters for the Disney streaming Marvel plus shows.
Right.
Like,
Black Panther 2 got announced for the 2020.
They announced that, but they also released a poster for Falcon and Winter Soldier, where Bucky Barnes has a shorter haircut. Why wouldn't he cut his hair? I mean, he looks like a damn hippie.
It's not very tactical to have long hair.
Yeah, it's like, why?
That's like the first thing you go for in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, they'll choke him out with his own hair.
So there were
that's why
of...
you cut your hair, isn't it, Alika?
I like choking myself with my own hair.
Black Panther 2 was a big one, what was another big one?
And then the WandaVision and WandaVision show, which kind of teased the return of original costumes.
Does everybody like that name, by the way, WandaVision? Is that cool?
I'm intrigued, because it harkens to the same 1950s kind of corny era as the recent Vision comic, where the Vision family,
sitcom.
Which I mean, that was a huge.
It does
hit.
Sound like a sitcom, Kai. It does.
What if that's how the show starts off?
And an interesting thing to note from the world of comics is that Chelsea Kane was supposed to write the follow up miniseries, The Visions, a follow up about the Vision family. The first series was a 12-issue series, and it ended tragically. Like, it starts super nice and cheery and hopeful. Vision gets to raise a family with Wanda. It's like, well, actually not Wanda. It's
Vivian.
Vivian, yeah. Vision bot.
Like a toaster.
All V's.
And it just goes dark really quickly.
So
his stuff works like regular people?
I would assume.
Interesting.
It's thicker at the base.
Great. Thanks, Todd.
It's shaped like a carrot.
Question. Now, with all of this hullabaloo about
That's a fancy word.
All
That's
this hullabaloo fancy. About Spider-Man going on within the Marvel
That got
universe.
Brought up a lot, apparently, over there.
Yeah.
Went to a convention, I think, in Philadelphia after that. It got brought up again.
Yeah.
Is it true?
He went hiking with RDJ.
He did go hiking
with
RDJ.
The same damn week, no less.
Yeah. What's interesting
almost like he's telling someone, he's like, you guys, I'm going to tell you right now which side I'm on in this.
RDJ doesn't hike unless you're paying him.
That's true.
So
he doesn't
that
walk.
Was a business call.
So I guess
he stopped following Sony.
Is it true that Sony wants $10 billion? Do they want $10 billion? Is what I heard
for the whole shebang.
I don't think it's they want $10 billion. I think that's their way of saying you ain't gonna pay us for this. So why we're just gonna throw a
why
very
is that beyond
lofty...
the realm of possibility? They just swallowed Fox whole.
Yeah, but they didn't spend $10 billion for that.
They spent another $2 billion on it. I mean, like that was an the merger was not that expensive.
They spent $4 billion just for Star Wars, and that's an entire Lucasfilm. Yeah, but
they were like, "What do you have?
Spider-Man is not Apocalypse? Worth all
Spider-Man's
of Lucasfilm."
A big universe. If they
can, I have to say something.
They
and
they
I
said it was like
after what we had
characters.
Talked about with Spider-Man, I have to tell you something. It was pretty shrewd the way Sony did that. The fact that Sony knew what.
Sony
Far
knows.
From Home was going to be and how they were going to build the universe around Spider-Man. Shrewd business move to go, hey, I'm going to pull the rug out from under you guys. I got to give him credit for that.
Well, there's two sides to that argument, though.
Disney wanted to change the terms.
I'm sure. Disney has all the merchandising rights.
Yeah. Yep.
They're only taking 10% off the top of the film itself.
It's 5%.
I thought it was 10.
No, it's like 5%.
Either way, they get all the merchandising, mm-hmm. which probably at the end of the day ends up being more than what the movie's going to end up making.
Yeah.
So on one hand, you can look at it like Disney's being greedy. On the opposite hand, you look at Sony like they just don't want to work with them. But mm-hmm. Think about Sony's case. That's like the only franchise they got that's working right now.
True.
Well, all we know is that Sony's stock, as soon as they announced it, took a drop. And then we got all the news that they're working on it.
Yeah.
So right. We're currently in the status of their work.
That's going to be a hard one to find an amicable, agreement to, I think.
Yeah.
Because Disney's going to keep muscling to get more money out of it. And Sony's, what are they going to do? Just take it over a barrel? You know what I mean?
It's Tom Roth. He's done.
The movie is garbage in their hands.
Yeah,
I think they know that.
And that's the sad part. Like, they're probably, to a certain extent, are like, okay, well, Into the Spider-Verse worked. Venom worked. Far From Home worked. We're in a good position to keep pushing forward based on that momentum. Right. But when they're the only ones in charge,
right.
They've let it go to seed.
Yeah.
So
I'm interested to see if this. I know this stuff's going to be worked out, considering the fact that Spider-Man is going to be such a huge character for the MCU. I think the way they set it up that they have no choice but to play ball with Sony in some respect. They have to.
They can't. So. Yeah. There's no negotiating. They can't. They've really set up Phase 5. For him to come in and sort of become Iron Spider Iron Man.
For sure. I agree with you
100%. For him to turn into Amadeus Cho. Mm.
Well, to be fair, I think...
Because he likes LARP?
Sony's not dumb. They know what they have in Spider-Man. They know what they have with that character.
Tom Roth is dumb.
So they're not going to try and pull any punches. They want to get their piece. They want to get their piece of the proverbial... action, as it were. So I think what's going to happen is that we are going to get a negotiated peace treaty between Sony and Disney. I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Very optimistic.
I am very optimistic about this. I don't think people would leave that kind of money on the table when it comes to Spider-Man. I don't think. The thing is that I don't think Sony, even if they were to do it by themselves, I think they know that
I don't.
Character
I don't
not
see them
good.
Making a movie that does the money of Far From Home on their own.
Nope, not even close.
Especially after this.
Yeah, not even close.
And it sucks because with Tom Holland there, like, you get so much goodwill because it's still Tom Holland.
Right.
And you're going to want to... That's the thing. Now, no matter what they do, they got to hold on to Tom Holland in a big, bad way because that's their only, like, link to keep him afloat at all in that franchise. If they were to all of a sudden say, all right, you know what, we're going to move away from that and just do Miles Morales out of nowhere.
Unless they bring back Sam Raimi and do Tobey Maguire and finish that Venom arc because that was so tasty.
You know what? Sam never got to finish his vision of that. To be
he wanted
fair.
To do a Vulture movie.
He did.
He didn't want to do a Venom movie.
No, but he never. That's what I'm saying. He never got to finish his vision of the Spider-Man universe. So I think that might be a cool idea to bring him back.
You do know that the fourth movie he was working on was going to have a Vulture and a Vultress, right? And that was going to be Felicia Hardy. You do know this, right?
Can I be okay with the fact that Sam Raimi
There was concept art. There was people that worked on the movie, and they said that that's what they were going to do. Felicia Hardy was going to be the Vultress, and there was going to be the Vulture. So I'm not sure his vision of Spider-Man 4 would have been great.
You don't even give him the benefit of the doubt, huh?
No.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3 was so good. You got to imagine 4 would be amazing.
I don't give him hell over Spider-Man 3. That's him not having complete control over
the
way
he liked it. He did not have control over that.
There's not a person on Earth who didn't like that movie.
There's stuff in it that's a classic. That's good.
Yeah, there is stuff.
There's some stuff in it that's good.
Yeah.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Like that.
Thomas Hayden Church is actually good.
He's incredible in that movie.
Of course,
you could not have found a perfect, more perfect Sandman.
The jazz bar scene was tremendous.
Oh, shut up!
What? It was good.
The jazz bar scene,
it was
dude.
Fantastic. I mean, that was probably.
Oh, did you like that scene where he was dancing around the street like a goof?
I loved it. It was like a 1939 Bosco cartoon.
Yeah, I mean,
what about that part where they did a musical number, Kirsten Dunst?
The third,
out of nowhere for no reason.
The third movie, I mean, Thomas Hayden Church was all in, and then they were like, we got to do Venom, like, and that was what really screwed up the movie.
Yeah,
I think we've said it before already. They should just cut out Venom and release that. Yeah. Thomas Hayden Church was awesome.
Thomas Hayden Church was fantastic in that film.
And
sure.
The new Green Goblin stuff was okay-ish.
It was all right.
Yeah. It was okay-ish.
It's James Franco.
Yeah, it's James Franco. Any other
exciting... You had to pay off that storyline.
Any other exciting news out of D23? The convention that is going to topple San Diego Comic-Con?
I doubt it.
Will
it?
Hell no. How are they going to do that without DC
Comics? The Mandalorian
Comics?
Trailer.
Right, Todd? Am I right?
The Mandalorian trailer.
The Mandalorian trailer. Thank you for bringing that up. I tell you what, I have not been more excited for something Star Wars after seeing that trailer. Mandalorian looks good.
That's actually the kind of stuff I wanted to see out of Star Wars. Not more... I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I probably would have wanted to see more Jedi stuff.
But
getting older, I kind of want to see, like, the background
the
stuff.
The other part of the universe?
Because, there's such a
Jedi
big
stuff
world
in this
there.
One.
Well, yeah. I know. You can't get away from them the way they do these things. But that's the stuff I want to see. Then build further into, like, all these different things that go on in the background of these movies that you don't get to focus on.
I think the deepest they've ever gone into the Mandalorians, forget what the name of their planet is, but is...
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Mandalore. Dingus.
I like Mandalorian.
I like Mandalorian much better, too.
Is Rebels. Well, no, they go into it in Clone Wars. But
I was going to say, did they do it in the comics?
Yeah.
Way back when?
Yeah, of course. Oh, no. Not the Legends. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, you mean the Dark Horse stuff.
Yeah, I think that was like the first I'd seen where they were building it up.
But the stuff that counts now towards Disney canon.
Yeah, because they don't count those books.
I got to tell you, I got
would
excited.
Would be Clone Wars, they go into...
And Rebels.
Definitely.
I got excited when I saw Carl Weathers. That was really cool.
I was like, Carl Weathers?
I was in.
I perked up.
I did, too. I did.
Because
I
he was
well.
From the original trilogy.
First off,
Predator
Carl
trilogy.
Weathers.
He was Greedo in the original
Format,
trilogy.
Did you dig the Mandalorian trailer?
Yeah, that was neat.
Yeah, it was really cool. I think.
And Gina Carano's in it. Mm.
Seeing IG-88 finally doing his thing was super cool. I got to admit.
I did not picture him moving like that, but
no,
it's not bad.
It's not
I mean,
bad.
I know he has to move in some way.
It's IG-11. It's not IG-88.
Is it?
Yeah. All right. He screwed up.
I don't believe
you. Yeah, you get eight twice.
All right.
It's IG-11. That's the actual robot. Look it up.
All right, I'll look it up. I will tell.
But that's the same one from Empire?
No, it's different.
Oh, so it's a different model. Or not different model, just a unit right, number.
Well, it looked like
IG-88. IG-88's different than IG-11.
Brilliant.
It does look like it's the same tone as Rogue One and Solo,
yeah.
Which I was actually fine with. So
Solo ended up being the hero of the movies and that no one ever watched.
You think Rogue One would have worked better as a series?
Mm. We're going to get that series.
Are we?
I kind of want to see that.
We're getting the Cassian Andor series.
Oh.
That everybody keeps forgetting is happening.
I can't. You're right. I didn't remember that.
Yeah. That got announced like a while back, but everybody keeps forgetting about it because everybody's like,
are they
going to
have
Cassian?
A General Hux crossover? Because that sounds exciting.
That sounds super exciting.
Were they boarding school roommates?
I read the Rogue One prequel. It was pretty good.
Hux was a very uptight guy.
Mm. Yeah.
He gave it, very
like the
eye
couple. Why?
Yeah.
It's like Animal House, and he's like
because
a preppy.
It's because he's got a kyber crystal stuck up there.
Where?
And Donnie Yen can smell it.
No, shut up. Why do you encourage him?
In his anus.
See?
Because no, it's funnier.
He's already ruined his time. Anyway, any other interesting announcements from D23 other than the Mandalorian?
She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, the She-Hulk Moon Knight. Oh, Moon Knight is coming.
And Miss Marvel.
I'm dying to see who they cast as She-Hulk.
They're going to cancel them both.
Yeah.
And they kind of low-key mentioned that they're going to bring
Werewolf by Night.
Yeah. Werewolf by Night into the cinematic universe, meaning that if Moon Knight is a TV-level thing, a streaming-level thing, and Werewolf by Night is a movie-level thing, that they're going to eventually cross. That's the first solid evidence we have that they're going to cross streams right now.
Who would you want to be Moon Knight?
What?
To be Moon Knight?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
I actually thought when they were talking about Kit Harington being in the Marvel cinematic thing, I thought it was going to end up being him, but he's actually playing Black Knight in Eternals.
I don't think Kit Harington is a good enough actor to be Moon Knight.
Can I be...
Idris Elba.
I'm surprised. I mean, There, that Marvel character of Moon Knight, I'm familiar with, and I do like him. I'm surprised that he would actually make it as a television series.
Why not?
Why? Yeah,
that's
why
street
not?
Street level mystery stuff, man.
No, what I'm saying
it's
is
it's Batman, but Marvel.
Yeah, no.
Don't say that.
I understand. He's why not? He's right. I mean, that's exactly what
Quicksilver
it
is Flash, but Marvel.
No, but what I'm saying is that
is Batman
I don't
schizophrenic?
I see, and that's my
according to Grant Morrison, he is.
Some people would argue he is.
That's my biggest problem with Moon Knight. For as much as I like Moon Knight, that's what everybody's going to say when this happens. Oh, it's just Batman.
I don't think so. I
think you just said it, and you said it was okay.
Dude, people give Marvel stuff a blank check. I think if it just has Marvel attached to it, dude, they're gonna. Nobody's gonna even. Well, yeah, maybe some people mention it, but
I don't know if you're.
I think they should get Eric Stoltz as Moon Knight.
Yeah, I can see what's up.
Eric Stoltz,
maybe 1980s Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, he was great in The Mask.
Not that mask.
What about 2019 Michael J. Fox?
Moon
Knight.
Stop it. What about it?
So, Moon Knight was a good concept as a character, but growing up in the 90s, we all remember the version that Stephen Platt did. And Stephen Platt is like an Image era artist. His look kind of helped shape what early Image was. Mm-hmm. He did Prophet and things like that. But his Moon Knight run is like, you know, 90s books are hard to get people to buy. They still look for the Stephen Platt stuff.
So my question is this then. After all of these huge announcements and with Disney Plus coming, does that mean that they are basically destroying or kind of putting to the side everything that happened on Netflix from The Punisher to Jessica Jones?
Oh, they've already made that clear. Yeah. They've made that very clear.
Do you think
they can't touch those characters for like 2 years after they
done it? Is it 2 years?
2 years.
Although, oh, wow.
Although the fact that they announced She-Hulk is like this tiny sliver of hope that Daredevil is still valid. Like, she shows up in a courtroom one day and she's facing Matt Murdock, Charlie Cox.
Yeah, but it won't be.
We all have a happy ending.
I thought the Daredevil contract comes out this year, the end of this year.
They're all done. They canceled all those shows.
Yeah, Netflix's deal is that apparently there's some kind of thing in the contract that once the shows are over and done with Netflix, there's like a 2 year period where they can't touch them.
I think
which I think is an opt out of like if they decide to touch back on it or if they can option back to bring the shows. But I don't think they're not going to do that. But yeah, they can't touch for 2 years.
I don't think you want to touch the shows.
I'm surprised about the She-Hulk one though because I thought Universal
be
still
anyway because the shows have been canceled for a while.
What's that?
I think Kai might be right, or he might be close, because the shows have been canceled for a while.
Yeah,
they have been.
Did we just get one this year, though?
We did. Jessica Jones got canceled this year.
Yeah,
that was the latest one.
Yeah, but the one before. We're talking about like Daredevil.
Daredevil, I get,
but they're all tied up in the same deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Daredevil was first to be canceled, and then it's been like what?
No. What I think you guys are on the same train. But going in different directions. What I think he's saying it's a package deal.
Yeah,
you're
I think they're all
separate.
Assigned to the same deal, regardless of that.
No, because I've been following comic book cast, and they've been talking
about
Daredevil's contract was supposed to come out the first,
right?
And then Disney's been gearing up to re-sign the actor for another.
Out of all of those characters from the Netflix universe,
I mean, Daredevil
Daredevil is the one that you would want to touch back upon.
Yeah.
Would be Daredevil only.
I think that Daredevil was canceled in the winter of 2018. So we're talking
the beginning of 2020.
Yeah.
No big whoop. I guess we can handle that.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah. So
it would be cool if they could bring him back.
It would be the end of 2020 before they could even negotiate his contract.
I'm cool with that.
His run, like Daredevil season 1, 2, and 3, were so good.
They were the only ones I wanted to watch.
Yeah,
Ike Perlmutter controls all the television.
Good for him.
He beats his wife.
Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
That somehow makes me more mad than what he was trying to say.
I'm sure it does. That's okay. So, like I was saying, I think that Daredevil is the only viable character from that. To be fair, even to be fair to Luke Cage and Punisher, I think they kind of ruined the Punisher.
No, they didn't.
I thought they kind of ruined him. And I thought that Luke Cage had a great story, but they
didn't
seem
to... You wanted the Punisher to be all macho.
I think John
Barrett,
though, did the Punisher great justice. I don't think the writing team did the Punisher very much justice.
Good point. I'll give you that.
I think that Luke Cage was good.
Luke Cage was good. The first half of season one was stellar.
And the first, I think that the first season of Jessica Jones was amazing.
I thought it was cool that she could pick up a car, but she couldn't overpower a tiny girl.
The problem with both... I think all of them was the, I mean, the villains. Like, they got really good, they got really good actors for the villains in all of those shows. And then the villains got kind of played out.
Sigourney Weaver in The Defenders was terrible. I was like, what the heck is this?
Oh, she was the villain. I forgot that.
The whole arc in The Defenders was like, why did they waste this team up?
I didn't even watch it because you keep talking. It did feel like a waste. You don't like it. I don't watch it because you don't like it.
Now,
I'm like,
it didn't feel like this is the Avengers of the Netflix show.
I was like, if they've got the costumes right and Annalika doesn't like it, then I'm not going to watch it.
Did Iron Fist ever get his costume? I never watched this show.
Only in the 1930s clips.
No. The 1930s clips?
They did like, they were like, here's footage of the old Iron Fist jump kicking people in the face.
Oh, Christ, really?
Can I say something that came out of D23 that has nothing to do with Marvel, but yet stars someone from a Marvel movie?
No.
I think that I'm going to get D23 to watch The World According to Jeff Goldblum. I think that looks really fun. I think that looks really fun.
Ooh.
Looks really good.
What a strange thing. Like, he's got this career renaissance going on out of nowhere.
And his dinosaur liking.
if they came out and said that his character was going to get a whole movie,
chops.
I'd watch it.
I would too. I totally would.
He saved Thor Ragnarok.
There is something incredibly charming about
at the end of
Jeff Goldblum.
At the end of every episode, he goes out and he walks powder.
You know what my dad saw that he said? It's like,
yeah,
he's supposed to be the new Anthony Bourdain or powder.
Was he?
He was the teacher in powder.
He was the teacher in powder?
No, yeah. Wow. I don't think he was.
He was a teacher in powder. He takes powder out of the basement every at the end of every episode.
Is he really?
I saw that movie, and I do not remember him being in there.
Jeff, there's something about Jeff Goldblum that is incredibly charming.
That
just
shows
you
how shocking a hairless white dude is on the screen that you don't even realize Jeff Goldblum is there.
Jeff Goldblum was his high school teacher.
I'll go look at it later. But anyway, I want to see that.
Was Jeff Goldblum also hairless with electricity powers?
Well, just his chest.
To be fair, Jeff Goldblum is like a teacher in a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true. It is true. Mm-hmm. He is a teacher in Jurassic Park.
He teaches you how to arm wrestle in The Fly.
Yeah, he does.
That was a gross lesson.
That is the great scene.
I hate it.
I love
scene
when
as
he turns
kid.
His hat backwards. Yeah. Like, bam! Over the top.
That's
over
not the top.
And when he beats his opponent, he just throws up on him.
Powder
was played by Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yes.
Yeah, that I knew.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We knew that.
Two teachers, Jeff Goldblum and Mary Steenburgen.
Look up Victor Salvin, he's famous for.
Nope, don't do that.
Does that mean Powder is canon to the Back to the Future universe?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
kind of,
sort of.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is
that how Doc
I was going to say the Jeepers Creepers trilogy, by the way.
Oh, were you? Oh, okay.
It's Mary Steenburgen.
But he did some fun stuff outside of that.
Very nice. No, he didn't. Disgusting.
I thought you were going to be like...
Jeff Goldblum.
Powder's actually part of the Boondock Saints canon.
Yeah, he is. Is he?
It's the origin of one of the Boondock Saints. They had electricity powers. But then when his brother was born, he lost his powers.
Yeah.
I totally missed the prequel.
Yeah, you did.
Jeff Goldblum played Donald Ripley. He was a teacher.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Just go down Jeff Goldblum's IMDb.
I kind of want to right now.
Hey.
Yeah.
On this day in 19...
Yes, in 1974, Jeff Goldblum made his big screen debut in what feature film starring Charles Bronson? What?
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, no. Death Wish 3?
Yeah, he was one of the...
One.
He was in one?
He's in Death Wish 1. He's the thug.
Lawrence Fishburne is in two or three.
He's in two.
Okay.
He's in two.
Jeff Goldblum's got to rescue Sean Patrick Flannery from Victor Salva in one of the episodes, at least.
Okay. Thanks, nice. Todd. You're really on this powder tip. That's
He's just like being right after swearing so much.
After you started telling me I was wrong, I was like, hey.
Well, you're wrong for swearing.
Yeah, you are.
David Cronenberg was the gynecologist.
Wait. In real life or in the movie?
He was Powder's gynecologist?
He was the mom's gynecologist. He delivered powder.
That's how we got it.
That is not how I remember that movie.
Wait. Yeah. He delivered powder?
Yeah. He did.
Yes, he did.
Ew.
You're
did
welcome.
He get electrocuted? I forget how that movie goes. All
right. Anyway, moving on from D23.
Yeah, you smack her in the belly. Just
yeah, kind of, sort of. Moving on from D23. There were no big movies this weekend. Angel Has Fallen.
Ready or Not came out. Apparently, it's really good.
Ready or Not came out. Apparently, that is very good. Our very own Captain Five Star went to go see Angel Has Fallen.
Angels and Airwaves.
His review is currently up, so you can check that out.
I was trying to explain to him that you can't tell people in your review that he's playing a different character. Mm-hmm. Because when I read that, I was like, but he's not Mike Bannon anymore? And he's like, no, that's not what I mean. He's like, well, that's not what you wrote.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
In his review, he says that Gerard Butler is playing a different character.
And is he the president?
That, well, you get what I'm saying? Because I was like, he's
I think what he was trying to say is that he was playing a different character than what was in the other films. He didn't word that right.
His characteristics.
Right, exactly. Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he was trying to say.
Anyway.
Right. Anyway, other than Angel Has Fallen, there
just trying to help the boy.
Is he still Spartan?
No, he's not.
Nobody by picking their things apart online. Yeah. I'm just letting you know that in person.
I'm so confused.
So, Alika, you and I had the opportunity to see something else big that came out this weekend.
Did we?
Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones. We don't talk about stand-up comedy very much. But, of course, Dave Chappelle is kind of a pop culture icon. He's got a huge Netflix special. I think, Gannon, you saw it as well, didn't you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw parts of it before we started the podcast.
I've been a diehard for Chappelle since day one, since Def Comedy Jam.
Did you see him when he was here?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times did you go?
I just went to the first night.
I went to three different nights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we're going to talk about Dave Chappelle?
Well, the only reason why is because this was kind of a big deal. This is his first hour special in, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, since the Bird Equanimity.
I thought the other stuff just came out last year.
2017, I thought.
No, it came out last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, two last year.
Well, anyway, yeah. Sticks and Stones came out.
Huge.
He's
been here before,
yeah.
Like, not performing.
Yeah. huge Netflix views for that. Very funny. Check it out. It's triggering a lot of people. No, not me. I'm not triggered at all, but I think it's very funny.
He's definitely going into it like he just does not care what's coming
and
his
so
way.
So Vice magazine is like putting a lot of money into advertising to not watch
to tell
this.
You not watch to
They're
tell you not to watch
seriously
it.
Seriously on a heavy campaign to
it's pretty
tell you
crazy.
To watch it.
Yeah.
But that's going to have the counter effect.
No, it is. That's,
it's always
that's,
if you ever tell people not to do
they're
something,
they're gonna do it.
By nature, they're gonna be like, "Oh, what's wrong with it? I have to see this now."
Alika,
how bad is this gonna be?
Every week,
don't watch Sticks and Stones. All right, that's like asking somebody, Alika, do not watch a Serbian film.
I haven't yet.
That's a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
I read the synopsis of that movie, and I don't think I'll be watching it, thanks.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of wanted to buy that prop on eBay, but...
Don't watch
so
it.
So you could raise it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you tell people not to watch it. Now they're curious.
That's what all they're going to do is going to watch it. So.
In this day and age, you just got to not talk about it. You know,
ding ding ding.
Not
ding,
necessarily
ding, ding,
ignore
ding.
It, but
let
just
it fade
be like,
into obscurity, like Aziz Ansari's comedy special.
Yeah, you know, just that's kind of the only way to do that now. Just don't bring attention to. I mean, unfortunately, in their case, Chappelle's going to have his own attention because he's, you know, everybody knows Chappelle.
Everybody does, and I have to.
But
tell
like,
you
yeah, if you're spending time and money, you'd be like, oh no, don't watch it. It's terrible. He does this. He does that. It's like, does he?
That's what Vice magazine.
I'm gonna.
How bad does it get?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's
it doesn't get that bad. Everybody thinks it was funny. Even my wife watched it and she thought it was genius.
Yep. It's very
he's
funny.
He's always genius.
That's because he does what any great comedian does.
If you know where he's
stories.
Coming from, then you're good. You know what I mean?
He doesn't tell jokes. He tells stories that are hilarious. That's what Richard Pryor did so well. That's
what
Eddie
Carlin
Murphy
did
so well. That's what George Carlin did so well. So good on him, and I'm glad that he's bringing a little bit of...
It's definitely fearless, and that's something that comedy needs right now, just
absolutely.
That general fearlessness. Because, I mean, a lot of it is just being offensive for a joke, or it's trying to like not offend people for a joke.
He starts to joke off by saying that he's a friend. He's afraid of the Me Too movement.
He does.
He actually starts
quite a couple of them off like that.
Yeah, he kind of does.
He's like,
but
nobody's crazier than you guys.
I'm really interested in seeing Eddie Murphy's comeback because his last special was Raw. You know what I mean?
What's
and
funny
it was
is that
back
what
in the era?
That's what I'm
back
saying.
In the era when that was like it was the '80s. Mm-hmm. Like you could do something like that and just put it out there with swears and all hardcore.
Yeah.
It was coming into vogue. Like that's when hardcore rap started coming up, but people wanted to listen to Eddie Murphy Raw. It was swears, it was vulgar, and
not as good as Delirious, to be fair. I think Delirious is a better show.
So now you got he's a company man. Now he's been in Disney movies. Now he's like this multi-million-dollar movie star or whatever.
He's got no edge now.
And let's see. Yeah, exactly. Let's see when he brings the butter knife to the stage and see if he can cut anybody with it.
Well, that's the thing is that he's currently working on Coming to America 2. And his next project is
talk about a sequel long overdue.
He's going to be in Saturday Night Live coming up.
And they got a lot of the cast back from the original.
Yeah, they do.
Almost everybody.
Yeah, the dad, John Amos, his wife.
I didn't even know he was still acting.
I didn't know he was still alive, to be fair. I didn't know he was alive. I didn't know.
Got Arsenio back.
Arsenio's back. James Earl Jones is back. Although I think the whole cast is back.
Yeah, I think they got everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm very excited to see it.
But his comedy special, though,
I'm interested. I want
to
see.
Like, is he even out there in the clubs trying to, you know, get his groove back?
Is he working on his material?
I don't think he'd be able to.
According to,
I heard that's what he was doing.
Yeah. Is he really?
He wants to go back to his roots. So he's touring the clubs again.
He talked about it.
I don't know how
that's going to work.
He talked about it on Getting Coffee in Cars with Comedians. He was on the episode with Jerry Seinfeld, and he was like,
If I'm gonna
do it, I gotta get out to the clubs and do it. And I've been going out to the clubs and doing it, but you know, I gotta do it for another year or so to get it. It's such a weird career path because he's gotta work it.
Because he was like, when you're talking about stand-ups who like define the scene as the scene was like exploding, he is that. But then he immediately cashes out as soon as he rises that fast and goes mainstream hard right. Like he just turns out of it.
Yeah,
and so. That's why I'm so interested to see that it's really just a drastic comeback.
They talked about it in the. If you go to Netflix and watch the show, I think everybody should watch that episode. But with Jerry Seinfeld, Seinfeld is Cosby's number one fan, and he talks about it in a couple of different episodes throughout the show. And he was like, he was talking about it with Murphy, and he was like, "Hey, man, you're." Cosby ever inspire you? And he was like, no, I was a Richard Pryor guy. And when I was coming up, Cosby hated me. Cosby took me aside. Cosby treated me different.
I mean, you hear those stories. You've heard those before.
Treated me different than everybody else. And so it's really interesting that
Cosby was so anti-profanity.
Yeah, and Seinfeld was really into Cosby and really... you know, looked for his sort of blessing.
Yeah,
but
that's because Seinfeld is in the same stream as Cosby. He wants to do clean comedy. He wants to do a PG-13 set that can be released on a comedy album.
Yeah.
And not have a parental warning, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is that...
So it's not surprising at all.
But
Cosby, and I'm also saying that that's what kind of intrigues me is that, so he's talking about getting back to the ground level about doing comedy shows and clubs and stuff, and he does it in the least grounded way in a freaking six-figure car with Jerry Seinfeld. It's hard to instill confidence in that, you know, that he's really taking it seriously.
Can I just give him?
What's he gonna talk about?
But the thing is that we have to.
He's so disconnected from.
He's just gonna do the raw material again.
We have to give Eddie Murphy the benefit of the doubt.
He's just gonna go out there
and
do that again.
Doubt.
Remixed raw.
We got to give Eddie Murphy the benefit of the doubt in this respect.
He got $16 million for this.
I think that he's funny enough to get it. I think that
he's funny.
I think that he's funny enough to get it. I think that his agent is funny enough to knows how to. Negotiate
career.
It.
Right, too. And with great movies like A Million Words and The Adventures of Pluto Nash,
and Dave,
I mean, you have to trust this guy.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Remember when
Beverly
aliens
Hills
lived
Cop
behind
3?
His face?
Oh, yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 3.
That was the best one.
Adventures of Pluto Nash.
You know, Vampire in Brooklyn. Another.
Hey.
He had a mullet in
like
that one.
I do like that. No, that was dope. That was. That's what I'm saying. I like that movie, actually. It's a great show.
Isn't that Wes Craven?
Yes, it is. It was. Come on, man.
I kind of want to watch it after watching a Nostalgia Critic on it.
It's very good. It's very fun. It's not very good. It's just very fun to watch.
It's well,
incredibly enjoyable.
I mean, didn't watch it when it came out.
Yeah, you should watch
it. I'm not into mullets.
He was one of the number one guys in the 80s. And I think that... He knows how to.
What was that? The Coming to America, but set in the 50s? Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights. Yeah, well, the 30s during Prohibition. Yeah, that was very funny.
That was great.
That was good.
That was a very funny movie.
Life was.
I think Life is incredibly underrated. I think it was a good movie.
I mean, Martin Lawrence is, you know, a great comedian
he's
as well.
A great comedian.
I would like to see a Martin Lawrence special come out the same time as an Eddie Murphy special.
I think I lost faith.
That'd be awesome.
I had lost faith in Martin Lawrence after that concert movie Run Tell That. I didn't like that one that much.
You didn't like that?
No.
I mean, he'll probably do it after the next Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Lawrence is going to do it with the Bad Boys.
I was just going to say, I almost forgot that movie's even happening.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that he's probably going to come out and
is
do something else.
Third one. Why are they calling it for life?
Bad Boys 3 Life.
That's what
it could almost be four, because there's a TV show that spun out of part two.
Starring Jessica Alba and Gabrielle Union.
That's right. The kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Or the wife or girlfriend, whatever it was. Anyway.
Bad Boys 3.5.
Yeah. So, now.
Yeah.
Other than that.
No.
Yeah. Any other interesting news we want to broach in this category before I move on to format?
Do you have more info?
I don't. I do want to do hard media here coming up because
you guys notice when you walk through Walmart, you see all these 1UP arcades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, they got the Street Fighter ones that just came out.
I saw the Mortal Kombat one. That one was fun, too.
The Galaga, are you the guy breaking the joysticks on them when you go to the...
No, that's very rude, whoever's doing that. but there's the Ninja Turtles one that's supposed to be coming out in
Turtles in Time.
And it's a four-player cabinet, and it's going to have Turtles in Time and the original arcade game. And it's a must-have for me.
Just to let you guys know that pre-ordering
actually opened on Walmart.com a few days ago. And immediately sold out of those units.
Did you get one?
Like, wait, no, I didn't get one.
Why are we talking about that when we should be?
You're starting a GoFundMe?
Yeah, come on, guys, hook it up. $400.
We're talking about a 1UP arcade when we should be talking about the Genesis being released, the Genesis Classic, which is coming out next month.
Who cares about that?
Is it?
What?
Yep.
You know what? I think the Genesis Classic being announced has very little impact because they already have. Genesis was a lot looser with their license than Nintendo was. Nintendo was very strict, which is why though it has impact when they release the classic systems.
Genesis had
several classic systems already out. They actually, if you go to Walmart right now, you can go buy one that has 80 games on it, and you can put a real Genesis cartridge in it and play it. You can buy an actual functioning Sega Genesis at Walmart right now. That's why that announcement isn't as exciting.
I think it's awesome because Genesis was the better. I liked it better than my Nintendo.
No, back in the 90s, Genesis hype was real. I had a Genesis. I loved it. The games were cheaper than Super Nintendo. It was everything you wanted. It was, you know, you could on your face say that Genesis does what Nintendo don't, even though Super Nintendo was awesome too.
And look at them now.
But you got to tell you, let me tell you something. Genesis.
They created a universe, though, out of nothing.
You guys got to understand, Genesis actually had the better versions of the games than Nintendo did.
Mortal Kombat fans would disagree.
Mortal Kombat Genesis was better.
Look, if you don't have a high
punch
and a low
punch. Aladdin was better.
The fact that you had to have three buttons for four functions on Sega Genesis is.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat for Super Nintendo was superior.
By the way. I have to tell you something. Not for super. Are you kidding me?
It was.
Oh, it's not.
You had
not
a high punch and a low punch and a high kick and a low kick.
Even playing Street Fighter.
If you had three buttons, it sucks.
Well, I tell you
but
what.
I had Mortal Kombat for Sega. I would go to my friend's house to play the Super Nintendo version.
My favorite game on
I couldn't make sense of it.
Was Eternal Champions. I love that game.
You had a six-button controller?
Huh?
You guys didn't have
I only ever played systems that had where they had the standard ones.
Yeah.
I'm aware those other ones existed,
but nobody ever had them.
You have
never
Sega because you don't have a lot of money, so you're not going to get the upgraded controller. Like the stock controller with the three buttons. That's pretty much... My friend did have a six-button.
That's kind of like poor shaming right there, bro.
That's what I had, man. I'm not shaming myself. But that's why the Sega was superior, is because it was cheap. It was affordable. So I wasn't buying like extra controllers for it or anything.
Sega Master System. Or the Sega Genesis. Sega Genesis was my favorite. I love that. To this day, it's my favorite.
And they had the best, like, random... They weren't very strict with their, software or their coding.
Castle of Illusion? Come on.
Echo the Dolphin? That's Disney. Yeah, Disney stuff on Sega was bomb.
Stuff is bomb.
But I'm talking about, like, there was a McDonald's licensed game called Global Gladiators, and that was awesome. It was like a platformer.
Mm-hmm. Not as good as Sneaky Ronald on
McDonald,
Xbox, but still.
Jumping around.
Yeah, something like that.
Stepping on kids.
Yeah.
So, format. A couple of pieces of gaming news. Number one, of course, being that we got Warcraft Classic back. What's the deal?
Talk about it.
Yeah, what's the deal? Do we know? Did you play?
Do you like long queue times and servers that are constantly down?
Oh, God. I was
have to dial up to use it.
I was in that. That was horrible.
Hey, listen, that's the only way to play WoW. The nostalgia.
The nostalgia of loading into the log screen and then going to make dinner and then coming back to check on your
I'm assuming
on,
you never got on.
Where you are in the queue.
Yeah.
And deciding 200th place. Yeah, I got enough time to go take a shower. And then getting in and watching as your character went frame by frame.
Yeah.
From oh man.
What I found funny is that Blizzard found this to be like as if this wasn't going to happen. You know what I mean? This is everybody's.
I'm surprised that it did. That's the thing that I don't get. Like with all of the stress testing and whatnot that we've done over the years, you'd think they'd be better equipped,
prepared.
Well, yeah. And pardon my ignorance, but I mean they didn't.
Your pardon.
They didn't upgrade the game or anything. It's the original game.
This is the original.
Well, it's what's
did they
called,
upgrade the graphics?
No. It's called classic. Vanilla. It's classic. It's called Vanilla.
Yeah.
So this game came out like 15 years ago, 10, you know, a
almost
while ago,
20
right?
years. Yeah.
So the processing power of a game system has increased like double, triple, right. Whatever,
exponential.
Right? So wouldn't that be like us trying to play a co-op Nintendo game on a Switch is like no problem. It just run it, no problem. Why?
That's what I would.
Why?
Think.
Yeah. So why is it? Why is it difficult?
It's difficult on their end.
Yeah.
It's like it's okay. So using your analogy, we're trying to play the game, and meanwhile the guys at Nintendo are still blowing on the cartridge.
Let's put it this way: it's like people. It's like 3 million people.
I mean, can't they upgrade the back portion of that
they
to
could.
Make it quicker?
They could, but they wanted.
They just
the full
actually
experience.
Playing the old stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Dusting and, off and, the old cartridges.
And they're just too many right. people all jumping.
It's
in
like
at once.
3 million cool. people queuing in front of Maui Comics.
It's weird because there's a lot of people that are coming back for nostalgia, and yeah. there's a lot of people that were never there that first round.
Well, right. it's a historical curiosity, like. You know, if you weren't around for something, if like a re-release of the Star Wars movies
right, exactly. yeah.
in the 90s, that was awesome for me. That was like the first theatrical experience. Not like you movie snobs who remember going to see the original Star Wars in the theater.
I don't remember it. I just know I was there.
I wasn't even.
No, the before. First time I remember seeing it in a theater was the 90s when I went to see it in the re-release before the prequels came out.
I just saw Jedi. I only remember seeing Jedi.
I remember seeing all of them.
As a kid, so my only experience with Star Wars was VHS.
No,
wow. Yeah, but you were 12 when New Hope came out, weren't you?
I was 12.
So yeah.
Suck. Anyway, have they ironed out the issues with WoW?
From what I understand, they have, but there's still a lot of things that they still need to work on. But as far as people being able to log on to servers and actually play, yeah, they're able to.
Fantastic. Also, something that I was not aware of until just when you posted it on the Nerdwatch Facebook page, I did not know the Ghostbusters game that is being remastered is coming to the Switch. Did not know that.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm excited.
I can finally play it.
October release date.
Wow.
I can't wait. Alika's been talking about playing it for weeks, man.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I know. You don't listen to
I
anybody.
Only commented once on a... Internet
I'm
thing.
I guess
talk.
It would take a lot, but it would have been fun
because
for them
I follow everything you
multiplayer.
Do, Alika, I love you.
That's sexy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm I tell you with I was.
Did you actually finish the game?
No. Here's the thing: is that
now you can.
We're going to be talking about a lot
yeah,
more
now
games.
You can. And the thing about the Ghostbusters remaster mm-hmm. is. Such a pretty game to watch.
Yeah,
like you're.
I've watched
you're
a lot of footage
watching.
Of that game and never.
Like the third
it.
Episode.
Yeah, there's actually
it's so well done.
There's actually somebody did a playthrough of the whole thing and edited it as an actual film on YouTube I found one day.
No,
I
it
watch
is.
It
yeah.
played
it's
it.
Good.
It's good. I don't know. I remember how long it was, but
it's almost as good as the 2016.
They didn't include like full, you know, ghost busting battles or anything
okay.
like that. Like
okay,
probably
gotcha,
just
gotcha.
A little bit to get you through it. But like all the story stuff in particular, they ran through it.
Wow, and nice. And they all came back to do the voices.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Well, except for Harold Ramis.
No,
he was alive
before he died.
He was
Harold
alive.
Ramis is in the game.
What?
Yes. Yeah, he was alive when the first
Yeah,
game
he was
came.
Still That's alive.
No, no, you said re-recorded it.
No. What? No, yeah. nobody
he
said,
said
that.
He said recorded.
Oh, I thought they, I thought you were talking about the remastered one that's coming out. Like
no.
they re-recorded.
They're not going to delete his voice.
Way back when he was still alive.
Yes, that's true. I knew that. Yes.
Oh man,
did you,
buddy?
You know what my favorite thing in that game was? It was such a stupid thing. What you could play with the toaster from Ghostbusters 2.
You could.
You could play with the stupid toaster on the freaking pool table.
Very cool.
What you said was worse than me cursing.
No, it wasn't. Not even close.
You could explore the whole firehouse. Yeah. Come on, man.
Ghostbusters, the remastered, I'm very excited for. October 29th, I think, or something like that?
October 4th.
October. What?
Yeah, it's early.
Super early. Okay.
Can't wait.
But I'm downloading that.
Now. Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm going to do that. I ended up pre-ordering Astral Chain for the Switch by Platinum Games. That's coming out on Friday.
Hashtag yawn.
Yeah.
No, what
wrong.
Is this about?
Platinum Games. Platinum Games, the guys who did
what's
Bayonetta.
What's an Astral?
Astral Chain.
Oh, whoops.
Astral Chain?
It's like a daisy chain, but bigger.
Yeah, sort of, sort of. But anyway, that...
These are the guys that did Bayonetta?
Bayonetta, Vanquished.
What does it look like?
It looks actually pretty good. I'll show you stuff after.
It
you
looks like...
It doesn't look like Bayonetta.
No,
it looks like some pretty good...
It actually looks really
It looks
good.
Like some pretty good.
That's what he said.
Looks like some pretty good. Bayonetta.
It looks like some pretty good.
Esports Fortnite.
Bayonetta.
It's some it's on it's going to wake you up like Astral Nitro.
But next week is a huge game if I'm not mistaken. Borderlands 3 I think is coming out next
October
week.
October 13th.
Not Borderlands. September 13th.
Yes.
Okay, September. 2 weeks away. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the big. That's the very first big
that's
game
Pies
of the
baby
fall.
Right there.
So a lot of people are looking forward to that because everybody loves them sports? Some Borderlands. So we're going to talk about that for sure. We're going to talk about that.
Who plays Borderlands here?
I do.
He does.
Oh. I do. Oh. Do you play Borderlands?
Did you actually finish a game?
No, Greg logs in, but he doesn't actually play.
A friend of mine does cosplay for Borderlands, but I don't know what character she's
Borderlands
doing.
Borderlands, it's a very fun game. That's one of the those two games I actually finished a long time ago. And then, I'm very excited for Borderlands 3. And, of course...
I know, I can see your nipples.
I'm also excited for a game that I do have, but I can't play the expansion for because I don't play it enough. Iceborne for Monster Hunter World. So that's also coming out.
Iceborne.
It's the.
I thought that already came out.
Nope.
No, no, no.
They expand.
Coming out.
Coming out soon. So
they did like an early release to test the servers. Mm-hmm. You know, like Warcraft should have did.
I know. Next week is Gears 5. That's what's next week.
Hashtag yawn.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying is that is a definite hashtag yawn. So we'll see.
Gears has not been good since 3.
Yeah.
They should have just stopped
it right
there.
I don't know why they keep thinking.
They want money. So we'll see. Gears 5 is next week.
Curtis Weeb is writing part of the story mode.
Then the story is going to kick ass. But the game is probably going to suck.
Curtis Weeb!
Yeah, yay! The Weeb is awesome.
The Weeb is awesome. We love the Weeb. I hope it's good.
You can buy the comic. Skip the game.
It's when the comic skip the game. That's
Wait,
pretty
wasn't
good.
There something else coming out?
No, I don't think so. I think that's pretty much it.
I could have sworn there was something else. Hold on.
Hey, Gannon, while he's looking for that, can you have Hard Media on standby? The good
stuff?
Yeah. I want to know about that coming
can you
up.
You get the Hard Media. Yeah.
I also got.
Out
I ended
the
up.
Sacks.
I got a game that came
Fortnite,
out.
Esports.
I got a game that came out called Control.
Remedy. You actually picked it up?
I picked it up. I have not touched it yet. And I also got a game called Remnant from the Ashes.
Oh, the Revenant?
The Remnant.
Do you get
the
I think it's just Remnant, one? Not Remnant.
Oh, it's Remnant from the Ashes. That's what I said.
But you said Remnant.
Do you bang bears in there?
Yeah, you're putting that? Way more syllables in there.
In the Remnant, the bears bang you.
There's a... Wow, you were more active than I was. I played Erica. That sucked.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay. I
don't know why I thought it was going to be okay.
Cool.
I thought it was going to be like this generation's The Last of Us, and it was not. Yeah.
Well, I'm very... I have to tell you something. So far, like I said,
granted,
I think...
I'm not a fan of The Last of Us.
Really? I know. You're one of the only guys.
Me neither. It was a trek to get through that.
You spend a lot of time... It's an escort mission.
Yeah.
The whole
if
thing
you don't
is an escort
like
mission.
Escort
yeah.
missions, The Last of Us completely sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the worst part is it's an escort mission for an invincible character.
Yeah. Right. And
she can't get hit.
Right. When you're hiding and she runs around and people see her, they don't see her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
It's like, the most frustrating thing ever.
She doesn't follow any.
But yeah, I'm not a big fan of The Last of Us. I know it's a shock to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But,
I don't like it either, sir. We're in the same boat.
Fan. Yeah, I tried
to play that and could not.
I finished it just to get through it.
Definitely a trudge to get through. I did enjoy the story. I'm very interested to see where Last of Us 2 goes. So I'm kind of excited about it.
I know.
But
we got Link's Awakening September 20th.
Ooh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, stuff coming out later.
I can't wait for that. Link's Awakening, that's all you need to say, man.
Yeah, yeah, Link's Awakening looks pretty incredible. I will say that.
Is that the soda game? The Surge 2?
Yeah, the Surge.
Is that the Switch's version of 7? Cool spot?
Yeah, there was a big game that actually was announced. The Witcher 3 is coming to the Switch. Which
Who cares?
Is,
yay.
How dare you?
Who cares about The Witcher?
The Witcher's a fantastic game.
I bet some idiot who ruined Superman would probably enjoy that.
Yay. The Witcher.
You would actually play The Witcher. You'd like
What's
it.
Happening? I would play The Witcher, I don't think.
I don't think you'd like it. Maybe, no.
I think you might like it. I think you might enjoy it.
I think he'd dig Diablo before he ever plays The Witcher.
Diablo's so good, gosh.
Oh, Blair Witch. That's awesome.
No, I will. Blair Witch. There is.
Xbox and PC.
It's a
VR game where you're just staring at the woods and nothing else happens.
There is another.
For some reason, they make you stand in the corner?
Yeah, the only way to beat it at the end is you got to just stare at the wall until the game is over.
I forgot about this.
Medieval
re-release comes out on October 25th.
Which one?
Medieval.
Oh, Medieval. That's in October, though. We're talking about September, which is going to be next week.
Yeah, dude, you're veering off course.
Yeah, come on. Keep us on task. I do know there's one game that is flying under the radar, and I don't think it's appreciated. Created by the guys who originally created Diablo, Torchlight 2 is coming out in September. So that looks super cool. I'm very excited for that. I'll give you a report on that. Torchlight. Torchlight 2.
I didn't even know there was a Torchlight 1.
And that's
one.
Coming out for the Switch, baby. I want to take that on the go.
I remember
with me.
Torchlight 1 being good, but it was like
I can't.
Torchlight was fun. I really enjoyed it.
It was like the crap end of Diablo. Like it waited until Diablo was good,
right?
And then it became
good. A thing. Yeah.
But Torchlight was terrible when it first came out.
Yeah, it's really good now. I'm very excited for Torchlight 2. And by the way, speaking of Switches, before we change subjects, ended up getting the new Switch. So
you're going to give me your old Switch?
I traded.
Wait,
you
they're out now?
Scum sucker.
No, not the new Switch. Not the Switch Lite. I got the new version of the Switch.
The one that you can't remove the sides.
No, not that one. That's not the one I got.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
the one that I got is the one that you have, with the exception of they changed the processor. So now the processor makes the games run better.
So now he's
going to
processor shame you.
And, of course,
thanks, guys.
the battery lasts a hell of a lot
longer. It
just
feels like you're telling him his sucks.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
So yours sucks, and mine is way better than yours.
I'm still waiting for the part where you're like, and here's yours for me. No?
Wait, and here's... Oh, man.
Don't hold your breath, sir.
Why do we have a Patreon page again?
You know what? Let's go to Fun Factory and play Stacker till we win one.
That's awesome.
The new Switch
versions are out. They run a lot better. The frame rates become better. Also, they run a lot cooler, way cooler. So just be aware.
Because while you're playing, it whispers things to you like Fortnite and esports.
I will say this. There is one problem that I had, and I had to bite the bullet on it. Once you transfer your old content to the new Switch, you get all of your saved games. All your saved games are saved. But you have to reformat the disc to use it for the new Switch, so you have to download all your games in your library if you don't have them on disc. So that's the only...
Is there a hard drive option for the dock?
I bet you he missed a step and he figured this out the harder way.
No. Nintendo has got a huge problem with that.
There's no transfer.
Right. You can transfer micro SD cards itself and transfer from one to another if you're getting a bigger card, but you can't transfer the SD card to a new Switch even with your own profile on it.
This is compelling stuff.
It is compelling stuff. Damn right it is. It should be.
I'm stuck with my Switch till I die. That's what he's saying.
No, you know what's funny? Just because we're talking about it, I have to tell you something. I am so surprised at how much I am enjoying playing and using my Switch. I use
Don't be surprised. Nintendo's the master of fun.
I am so used to playing console games played it more than my Xbox and my PlayStation, and I think the Switch is an amazing console. It's a great unit.
Yeah. It's genius.
It's freaking genius. It's
anything that puts a full-size console in your pocket is
it's insane.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm in total shock every time I pick it up and go, gosh, these are really fun games.
Like your
and
cell
I can take
phone.
Them with me.
What's that?
How dare you?
Okay.
How
I know if only if only
you.
The Switch could figure out how to make phone calls.
I mean,
good point.
I mean, not to undermine any of this,
yeah,
but
thanks.
It's not too far from
well,
what your cell phone does.
You totally did, Mr. Gilmore. You totally did.
It's like a cell phone without the phone app, which is awesome, right?
Which is
hell yeah.
Who makes you call? Have fun?
Who makes calls with their phones
on
anymore?
A cell phone
anyway,
without the phone.
When
app?
My phone rings, I'm like, ugh. And
E-sports.
Then I put my phone down.
Anyway, let's check in with the man who is our darkest of nights.
Fortnite.
He is
the somehow second stringer for this for
yeah.
this segment.
Yeah, somehow.
Let's
I don't want this music for me.
We're slumming it with Ganon today.
Ganon, open up your fat sack of hard meaty tonight. Let's see what's in it.
Show us the remnants.
You shut your mouth.
Well, we got Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
Skip
I know,
it.
I know you're not a fan of that.
Skip it.
I have it.
Billy Bobby Brown.
I don't want to mention this, but I will because Aaron would be really upset if I didn't. Rocket Man came out.
Rocket Man did come out.
The Secret Life of Pets 2.
Uh-huh.
Is that the full title? Rocket Man, the
Secret Life of Pets 2?
Yes, yes.
Gerbil Boogaloo.
It is now.
It's starring a gerbil this time.
He doesn't really dip into TV, so I will. The Flash complete fifth season is coming out.
Okay, cool.
What else we got? You're not going to let me say this one, I feel like.
No, I'm not.
Damn it.
Not even close.
Other than that, we got some Vinegar Syndrome is putting out Hell Comes to Frogtown. That's a deep cut.
No way.
Vinegar Syndrome?
No.
That's the name of the people putting it out.
That's cool.
That's the Roddy Piper movie.
Warner Archive Collection is putting out the V original miniseries.
What?
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's the Archive Collection, so you have to get it direct.
The aliens and the glasses?
And in 4K, Apocalypse Now and Stand By Me are coming out in full 4K.
Apocalypse Now, the final cut. I purchased it at Target. It is incredible.
The Goonies is getting a 25th anniversary collector's edition. I have no idea what's new about it.
Random
I don't know
assortment.
If there's anything new about it.
Features doesn't say anything?
It doesn't give me anything.
Shit.
The one I'm most fascinated about, though, is the Banana Splits movie. I still haven't seen it yet. But
it's
I'm
a horror
very,
movie!
I'm very fascinated by it.
It's a horror movie!
I am
movie.
Dying to get my hands on that
it's
one.
You know what?
Movie?
I hope,
yes!
I hope that there's a surprise crossover
what
and that guy
premise?
Who wore the body organ skin suit shows up.
There's
so
dead
let's,
bodies
let's hang on, hang on. Everybody quiet.
He was
for
gross.
Here, just right. for those that
you think
do not
he ever
know,
got a boner on set.
The Banana Splits were a creation, if I'm not mistaken, of
Hanna-Barbera, wasn't it?
Sid
and Marty Croft. That's right.
Sid and Marty Croft. They were around in the 70s. They were a kids show.
Right.
They were a kids show that were just guys in big
played by giant nightmarish puppets.
Yeah,
right?
Huge.
Okay.
Usually
you know,
by actors on LSD.
You know Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah.
Before that existed, it was the Banana Splits. Let's put it that way. Okay, so what this was a huge kids show with guys driving around in bear suits. And
if you watch
it,
I know.
We all know
that.
What
where
the Banana Splits
this, where's the Switch?
So apparently,
it's a full-on horror movie.
While they're shooting this,
the
shooting
AI
this
that
kids
runs
show,
the Chuck E. Cheese
yes.
learns that it's going to be decommissioned soon and starts killing this family that went on vacation there.
Yep,
it's crazy.
It's a flat-out horror
this
film.
This is a Sid and Marty Croft thing?
Well, it's their creation,
it's their
but
license.
It's their license,
it got, it got tweaked into a horror film.
What?
They
yeah.
bought the license, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Sci-Fi Channel movie.
I'm actually
out.
Surprised that this is allowed to be turned that way.
I know.
I thought
that's
it was,
what's surprising.
The way it sounded when you guys first brought
like
it up,
a re-release
it
of
sounded
the show.
Like... Like a spin on like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, where people are just leaving banana peels and guys are just dead.
No, nothing like that. This is an actual
wow,
updated horror
really?
Movie. It's crazy.
That
it looks
cool.
really
it,
cool.
Like
it
a,
looks fun.
Like,
go
like,
watch the that. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
I'm very fascinated.
It's
by
a surprise.
I can't wait to see it for sure. Apparently, it's super gory.
Yeah.
It's super
fun. The preview is gory.
Yeah.
Like banana peels and people slipping on them, gory?
Exactly.
Or,
oh, man. Exactly.
So no, we're talking about guys in that. Big dog costume carrying axes, gory.
That's
what it is, yeah. So that's exactly what it is. But anyway.
I don't know how I feel there are actually robots in this movie.
They are robots, yes.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese AI thing.
Isn't it just, it's so weird. It's that
pretty much like a Five Nights.
They give away the robot.
So wait, this is now Child's Play, the remake.
That's what I was going to say. Every indication that we know that it's a robot is always they turn the eyes red.
I think it's the Banana Splits skin over the Five Nights phenomenon, and it's going to do well. I think it's going to do
I
well.
I hope it does. I surely hope it does.
Goodness.
What?
3PO with the red eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3PO he's with five the
nights.
Red eyes. That's
yeah,
right.
Five Nights.
He's
yeah,
five, 3PO's. Five Nights at 3PO's. That's good. That's good. Anyway, I did, like I said, I did pick up Apocalypse Now, the final cut. It has all three cuts of the film, including the Heart of Darkness documentary, which is incredible. And
they're all in 4K?
All of them are in 4K.
Apocalypse, they even though, mastered like Heart of Darkness?
All of them. Really? So there's a... Okay. Let me just say this really quick. It's a six-disc set. Two of them are 4K. Oh, then there are two are Blu-rays, and then the other two are special features and Heart of Darkness.
Okay, so they're not all 4K Blu-ray then.
They are... No. They have there's six discs. The first two discs are the final cut in 4K and Apocalypse Now and Apocalypse Redo.
And then
Redo.
Apocalypse Now.
Those are 4K.
Apocalypse so two later. Versions per disc.
Correct.
They could do that?
Yes. So
yeah, there's two sides.
Not on this one.
Hey, remember when the DVDs first came out? You actually did have to flip
them over
for full screen.
Yeah. Right, full screen or widescreen?
Sideways.
I remember there were some where the special features were on the other side.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, pick up. It's only $20, by the way. I can't.
It's weird how none of
the
special
features
came out if you slammed them against the wall.
It's true. It's very true. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's it for the night. I tell you what, we'll be back next week. We're going to be talking about. I hope you watch Ready or Not.
I do want to see it at some point this weekend.
Which one is Ready or Not?
That was starring Margot Robbie.
It looks just like her.
And somebody corrected me.
She gets married, and she finds out on the day of their wedding that there's some sort of bizarre ritual where
they
the family
yeah,
hunts
yeah,
each other or something.
They try to kill her.
Yeah.
By the way,
the actress does look very much like Margot Robbie. Like you would think
like
it was.
On purpose?
Next week is our big premiere.
I don't
premiere.
Think so, but when you I see her in the her. Trailer, you think it is her.
Who is it? Do we know?
I don't know her name off the top of my head.
She's not Margot Robbie?
Not Margot Robbie. Anyway,
Robbie.
next week
well,
is our
Robbie because it's not her.
Next week is our next big premiere. It Chapter 2 comes out next week. If you
premiere was today, wasn't it, or tonight?
For
It Chapter 2.
Not tonight.
No, in L.A.
Yes.
The big premiere.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, tonight, it's like, what are we doing here?
No, but...
we're podcasting,
some
cool.
of the folks I follow on Facebook, they were showing photos. Like, they did, like, big museums and, like, mazes and stuff like that. Like, it was a full-on experience.
By the way, I went to Target when I bought Apocalypse Now, the Final Cut, and I broke down and I bought two It...
Twit?
No, I bought two... I broke down about two It Pops. One has him with
I
his,
saw
him. I saw they're pretty cool. I got the one I where he's holding him. The balloon and says, I love dairy.
I did
and
hear,
I got the funhouse
I did
one.
Hear one of the people I
You're
follow on Facebook. They did, without going into spoilers or full on review, they did say that the ending is very Return of the King.
What?
Where, yeah.
They reform the Sword of Aragorn?
There's going to be a spider?
No, well,
they come out of the wardrobe.
I think they mean more like
it's Narnia.
The ending just keeps ending. Yeah, the ending just keeps
on ending.
They
come walking
ending.
Out of the wardrobe, and Aslan's like,
I don't think Return of the King.
Give me
is,
back my socks, you
is not,
bastard.
I don't think Return of the King is as bad as the Fellowship of the Ring.
As far as endings go?
Strike
Nani
that.
The
Fellowship
F.
of
Reverse
the Ring.
That. Return of the King.
Nani
Sorry.
The F.
My bad. My bad.
Return of the King's ending. Could have and should have been trimmed down a little bit. Yeah. It does just kind of keep on ending.
You are right. You're right. It is Return of the King has a terrible
ending. He really takes a long time getting through some of that
Freaking
stuff.
Freaking Peter Jackson, bro. I tell you. But yes, we're going to be watching the It Chapter 2 film. You guys are all invited. Get your tickets now. I know Gannon will be there. I'll be there. Aaron will be there. I don't know about these fools. But
Format's scared of clowns.
That's right.
I'm scared of A-Rons.
Then why do you show up to this podcast?
No, I'm scared of clowns.
Wow, bro.
I am scared of clowns.
What's up?
I keep hoping but he's going to slip on a banana peel. Mm-hmm.
I put myself in extreme situations to conquer my fears.
Nice. That explains why you're pantless
I'm
all the time.
I'm screaming internally, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why I'm friends with all you fools. That's why.
You can't use our joke against us.
Yeah,
that's
dumb.
That's our
pathetic.
Joke.
Oh, wow. Wow, I can't use first. Your
you
joke.
You're literally just like,
shut
oh,
up, clown.
What you said, I agree, but then also, yes.
And it's about you.
You just did that.
How dare you?
What was that mama joke you just told about my mama? Same thing about your mama.
But your. Yeah. Mine. What?
Something like that.
Mama.
Anyway, we're
but
out of
your
time.
Your mama is my mama. Mama. Oh, no.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
Brothers?
We'll be back next week, Tuesday. You know what won't be here next Tuesday?
A-Ron. Yay!
Todd.
I was going to say air conditioning. Oh, but yeah. And also Todd.
Which means Francine and Cindy won't be here either.
We need more ladies up in this joint.
It's too hot in here.
It's too hot in here. Anyway, so for Todd.
I got Todd, the vapors.
We are we're sad to see you leave, but we'll see you here in the next couple of months. Have yourself a wonderful
Todd's
time.
Todd's mad at us for getting mad at him for swearing.
Didn't we have this conversation?
I can read it on your face.
I can read it on your face.
He wants to go back to the bar,
he is
guys.
Ready to go. So, Todd, for the producer, seducer, Kai, and, of course, our man in the street, the man who is Format, and, of course, Gannon and Alika. I'm G Money. Peace out. Much love. But surely always stay nerdy. Be back here next week on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.